To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to New York Air, everyone. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, now back with you for segment three this hour as we move from one travel adventure that Rudy was discussing last segment to a check-in on another that continues for this segment. And real quick, a brief word about Seabourn Cruise Lines. All right, Seabourn ships, well, they beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of imagination with their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace. Their ships offer all suite accommodations, a signature water sports marina, an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. And as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other, you'll clearly feel that you're a member of an exclusive club. Visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about their specials and booking your travels to destinations around the globe. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we've probably added about 150 or so new stations to our network since we first introduced Michael and Debbie Campbell to all of you back in January of 2016. And Robert, we also had them on again in February 2017 to check in on all their world travels. Well, the Campbells are a retired married couple who lived for years in Seattle, and about 5 years ago, they decided to pretty much sell everything and live full-time as senior nomads, staying at Airbnbs only around the world. We've invited them back today to see how they're doing with their world travels.
Debbie and Michael, welcome back to RM World Travel. Nice to reconnect with you both.
It's great to talk to you guys.
Well, we appreciate the time today. So as Mary and I, we were preparing for this interview earlier, I asked her a question, and she said, Robert, just ask it to them. So I'm going to do that. You know, you've been traveling consistently now for over 5 years, living somewhat as locals in Airbnbs in some 80-some-odd countries or so. We talk a lot on this program about the power of travel to be transformational. So I really want to know, give me a noticeable way that travel has transformed your lives since you began this world trek.
A deep question. Go ahead, Michael.
I think we're patient. I think we're still as curious as ever. I think we're more able to see all the differences that there are around the world and appreciate those differences. I think it's made us humble, and Debbie will probably say she's braver.
I am braver. Mm-hmm. I think that this has given us a perspective outside of our country that we could never have gotten otherwise, just to look back at America in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But it's also, for those out there that think they might want to do this, spending 24 hours a day with your spouse is sort of transformational.
Okay, Deb, so that's actually my question for you. Perfect segue. Robert and I are obviously married. We do the show. We travel together all the time. We've been doing this for, not the show, but traveling together for 25 years. I'd love to know what it's done for you guys as a couple, because I think that's different than what it does for you individually.
I totally agree. And we're celebrating our 40th anniversary on Sunday.
Well, congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. We've been kind of focusing on our marriage, which is strong. But, you know, I think that I've learned so much about personal dynamics and just the fact that we are so flexible with each other now, which makes a difference. And Michael often talks about how we're rowing the boat in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we both got our own skill sets. We've got our assignments on this two-person team. And, I sort of stay in my lane and do the things that I do well, and Debbie does the things she does well. And when you add them together, I think it makes a really a great team. So I don't think we've ever been closer than we have in these last 5 years out of our 40 years. We have another day to go.
Well, you're going the right direction. Yeah, I like that, certainly, because, you know, after 40 years of marriage tomorrow, I think that's terrific. You know, I'm going to say this to you. I'm sure you're frequently asked about your favorite places or your favorite experiences. I know we are all the time. I'm not going to get into any of that today because in many cases it's subjective to the individual anyway. But I will ask this. You know, you're both retired. You're clearly on somewhat of a fixed income or budget. And from the day you left over 5 years ago, did you think you'd still be out there traveling the way you are? And how long is this going to continue for the senior nomads?
I'll give you the CFO and chief travel planner.
Okay.
When we started, we went for 6 months and thought, you know, maybe that would be it. And then another 8 months and then another year and another year. You know, we're only doing it because we want to do it. Our budget has worked out. We've been able to stay on budget. And so I think we'll keep going as long as we're having fun and we're learning, we're still in love. And
you know, the money's holding out.
Yeah, I think the hypothesis we had when we left was, could we travel for the same amount of money that we would spend if we were in Seattle retired? And since we don't have a home, we don't have expenses here in Seattle, it's all worked out. So,
great to hear. How many Airbnbs have you hit up in the past 5 years? Where are we now with the numbers?
We are at 206.
206. Wow.
206 kitchens, 206 beds, 206 showers.
Well, I got 206 is there a lot. Have you ever taken the time, Michael, maybe you have to just to run the numbers and get an idea of what you're spending on an average day or month?
We have. We've got to do that because we're on a fixed income. So the good news is we set a goal of spending $90 a night for our accommodations early on, and we're within a dollar or two of that.
Amazing.
And the other expenses we said we wouldn't share with other people because we don't want to discourage anybody.
I get it. It's a private thing. We love checking in with you, Debbie and Michael. You know, we appreciate the check-in today. Congratulations. Especially on the 40 years. God bless you both, you know, and I hope you have a continued happy, healthy, and safe travels out there. I really do.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care, you guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, nice to catch up with Michael and Debbie Campbell, Mary, and I'm glad they're doing well, and happy 40th anniversary to them,
certainly. Senior Nomads, congrats to them, yep.
Folks, if you want to follow the adventures of the Campbells, their website is seniornomads.com. Check it out, fun website. We're going to pause briefly for some sponsor messages as Rudy rejoins the show next for segment four, and in about 10 minutes, Mary and I will return with Destination Spotlight number 32. Today it's Birmingham. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.